Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Call Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Call Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.
Trials will be over soon, and I'll see God face to face. I'm on a highway there. Trials will be over soon. I'll see God face to face. I'm on a highway there. Shall flee away. Trials will be over soon, and I'll see God face to face. I'm on a highway that's there and away. Amen. One moment shall flee away. Amen. And trials are going to be over soon. Amen. And then I'll see God face to face. That's beautiful. I thank God. One day it will be over. And I have this confidence that I'm going to see God face to face. I'm going to thank Him then for every trial. And I'll thank Him for every test that He proved that I was a son and not of the contrary part. It's joy in my heart to know that God selected us to fulfill His word and to bring to pass what was in his mind to accomplish today. That he has ended a proverb with us that the visions that we see and the knowledge that we have from him will not be prolonged, but he's going to do it now. My salvation is now. My glory is now. Because he said it, and I now believe it. And I believe he's going to accomplish those things. So I give him praise and thanks for it now. What confidence the church must have, that trials are going to flee away. Our enemy is going to go away. My enemy is not necessarily Kenneth Omega Yiddedith Lamud, but it is what uses him that is against me. And what he allows in his heart to be done when his mind knows it's wrong. But he allows it to continue. It'll be over soon. It was over when God ordained what he was going to do, but I would stand. I've stood from the beginning. And I haven't stopped yet. And I don't intend to stop, because I will then hope against hope. And to hope against hope itself lets you know I'm not going to give up. Abraham hoped against hope. When God asked him to give up the sacrifice and the thing that God had chosen, and the man of God was willing to do it, but God himself had to step in and stop it and say, that's what I have established. And seeing that you are willing to sacrifice what I want, I'll let you keep what I have said. And we have fulfilled again for God. He said, I've given you the victory. And we are willing to give it back to him. But I'm sure he has something caught in the thicket that will be sacrificed other than the sacrifice that he has chosen. He has said what was going to be. And not one tittle of what he said is going to perish until it comes. And when it comes, no one is going to be able to say, we didn't see that coming. Because it was declared way before I took on the office or before I was born. While I was yet a young child, the man of God said a fool would get the labor, and it made him want to sell out, because all that he amassed, he knew, because the Lord had showed it to him, that a fool was going to get it and try to destroy it. He wasn't talking about the word, because he can't sell the word. He wasn't talking about the gospel. He couldn't even put a price on it. So he had to be talking about the labor that he had purchased by the power of God for the people of God. He knew then a fool would come and destroy it. And to prevent that, he said, I would rather sell it all and end it with me. But that was not the plan of God. God said a fool was going to get it. And I didn't call him a fool. Well, he's not my brother anyway, so I don't have a problem calling him a fool. But Bishop Johnson called him a fool, therefore God called him a fool. Because he didn't believe what the prophets have said, first of all. But it is neither here nor there, other than what he has let use him is on the left hand of God. And I've remained on the right hand of God. And when God established what was going to be, I've checked the record and I have found that I have remained on the right hand of God where he told me to sit until I make the enemy your foot stool. And today my foot is comfortably on my enemy. I'm laying back with my foot propped on my enemy. And I'm going to let it stay there. I know he's a serpent, and I'm not going to listen to it. We have to understand, when God's word got established and God said what was going to be, anything against that brings death. So when the Lord came looking for the perfect thing he made, and he found it different than he had established, he asked the question, who gave that to you? And if God is asking who did it, that means something is wrong. He said, who would separate you? If I establish what I want you to do, the question is, who did you listen to that made a change into what God has said, that you are now outside of the plan of God? He won't have to ask the saints who. He's just going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Someone was faithful to the word of God. And it has to be the church. He established by his word that he was coming back for the church without spot or wrinkle, any such thing. And we want to be found faithful. Today I want you to understand it is all right today, like it was when God established that it was going to be all right. So what was all right yesterday, it's all right now, and going to be all right tomorrow. When the Lord come, it'll still be all right. Why does the heathen rage and imagine vain things? I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to try to figure it out. The footstool do not belong at my headrest. It is a footstool, a place to put my feet. I don't want the Lord to ask me, who told you to do that, when that's different from what I said. The Lord said, I want you to believe I am the only God. There is no God before me, and there's not going to be any after me. So, he don't have to ask me who told you that there was a God the Father, a God the Son, and a God the Holy Ghost, and they were all three persons and that. He ain't got to ask me who told me that, because I ain't going to tell him that. He's not going to come down here looking for me, and I'm saying, well, I'm over here worshiping your son. Who are you? I'm not going to have that issue with God. I have figured out by the word of God that That's people's problem when they go after false doctrine and then the truth come and hit them. And you always ask, where did you get that from? Or who told you that? And I'm asking now the same question God asked when he came in the garden looking for them. Who told you was naked? Who did that? And that means you heard something different. You have now lost the estate that I put you in for something contrary to me. So, if the word of God is true, it has been established in someone. That means what God has established remains today in a vessel. And it will be in a vessel tomorrow. It will continue and never break until the Lord comes. So it is impossible for anything that is not like us to be right. If anything is different from us, it can't be right. So someone told me, well, we don't believe the same thing you believe. I said, well, you came out of me believing what I believed. Who gave you something different? And when I asked the question, who did it? I knew I was talking like God. They say, well, I don't believe now that Jesus took a body into heaven because he was a spirit. I said, yes, he is still a spirit. But he took something that they saw going up, and he told them, come and handle me, because a spirit don't have flesh and bone as you see me have. So they say, ask that question again. I said, I can say it again. A spirit don't have flesh and bone as you see me have. So she said, therefore, it couldn't be a spirit. I said, absolutely right. That wasn't the spirit. The spirit was in the thing. The spirit is word. Word, God. God is a spirit. But God had come down, put on a body, and he now glorified that thing, changed it, and took it to terrestrial thing and made it a celestial thing. And he took that and said, this is the body of Christ. This is the church. And I say, that was me. I am now bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. That makes me spiritual in the form that God is in now, but yet he's a spirit. I said, when he was in that body that had flesh and blood, was he God? And the answer was, yes. Therefore, the body that he handled, or they handled, or could handle, that he said, come and handle it, was he God? And the answer is, yes. That same spirit that had that body has this one. It's still in flesh and blood, but that same spirit dwells within, and it is God. So I ask, who gave you that was not God in that body, that had never been to glory before, but God took it there? Because he said, as it descends, we shall ascend, and we'll meet him. So, if someone asks you who gave you that, you know it's different from what we already believe. There is but one God. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, is he. So, today makes me kind of thankful again that I've come to this banqueting house to feast. And I can feast on everything God has said. Why? It's on my tongue. It's in my heart. I've experienced the things that he did when he came. He had an enemy. He looked at it and said, get thee behind me. He had an enemy. He said, you're putting your hand in the sop with me. He had some issues. But he continued to do the work of the Father, which is the Word. And we are going to continue, though they call me a fool, I'm going to continue to preach this gospel. So anybody that think me to be a fool, I'll be a fool for the name of the Lord's sake. But one thing is for sure, I have the gospel. And seeing I have it, I'm not go faint and say, ooh, I'm so scared and I don't know what the Lord, I know what the Lord is going to do. He's done it already. He's delivered. The Lord has already kept us free. When I tell you the beauty of this thing, to look at it and say, when God give you the victory, no man, nobody can take it away from you. The only thing you can do is give it up. And I'm not willing to give it up for nobody or no somebody. So I'm so happy that they are raging. So glad that they are spewing out words. But it's all right. And the thing that he imagined is vain. In his mind, he thinks these lawyers he got going to make him all right. But my trust is in God. The Lord has been there from the beginning of this. This is his work. He wanted this to be to see who was going to follow after what he said and do what was in the word to do. So the man of God said, it's a shame most of you are going to go to hell. They went. And a lot of them continued to go. But we preach this so that the world will know that we are fulfilling the end of things. That the Lord can fulfill his work and tell men, don't think that I'm going to speak and it's going to be prolonged now. It is no longer that. He said, I'm going to say it and I'm going to perform it. And we lived in a little short hour in the time of God that we've seen him speak and it has come to pass. What's so beautiful about the thing is we are the living epistles of God. That if the Lord comes looking for us, we'll be here listening, waiting for him. Say, we was worshiping you and praising you from afar, desiring to be with you, desiring to see you like you are. So, thank you for coming to get us. Thanks for opening our graves and letting us get out. And, oh, thank you, Lord. I slept long enough now. I can go ahead and live forever. Where you been? So that's what you look like. We desire to see the Lord. Them that don't desire to see the Lord are wicked. And they're doing things to hide. But the Lord see them. So I thank God that aforetime in the book of Ezekiel, 12th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse, I want to just use this writing to get over my thought.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
as the word of the Lord came to the man of God then,
Son of Man.
It comes to the Son of Man now. I am the Son of Man. I'm the Son of Glory Dolores. Amen. George Edward too.
What is that proverb?
But George didn't comfort me for 9 months. Glory Dolores did. Amen. Glory Dolores kept me, fed me, wouldn't let no harm come to me. She could have been mad at Pat, far as I know. But she kept me. So this Son of a Man, the Holy Ghost speak and says to me, do you understand that all I've ever said I put in you? All that I ever was is in you. All I ever going to be is in you. And my soul can't find no rest. This body can't even contain that thought. That everything he said I ever was, he put it in a woman and had it come out and live, go to the cross and die, and then look back and found us and say, can I come find residence? He said, yes, Lord. He said, I'm going to be hard to find. I know how to find you. I just call you by your name. You got to answer. Amen. And at the calling of the name, all that he ever was fell in me. And the reason I knew is heaven began to move on the frame to speak and magnify the Lord of hosts. And my heart and mind knew that was my sign that I'm being filled fully with the Spirit of the living God, that same God that had a body that said, come and handle me, was now dwelling in me. And to understand that if I continue to keep all of his words and his commandments, it's only you'll understand this. You understand this. If I keep them, I am then what was in the beginning when his word said, don't. I said, all right. When his word said, go right, I say, go right. So I have kept all of his words from the beginning till the end. Then what must he do for me? What his word said, he would reward me. He would drop all the issue and he would take up this heart that was willing to obey all of his words. So when he come looking for me, you can feel the moment he's getting ready to just change things. Say, here am I. I was somewhere. Just listening. Waiting for the call of saints. Us who are alive, I believe in my heart, we're going to know the moment that the dead in Christ rise. Because they're going to go first. We're going to see them. They saw them before. They saw the saints. It's written in the word. So we're going to know when they get up, because we are going to see them. And when we see them, we know that that's the moment something is about to happen to us. Something that says, oh, Lord, our rejoicing is going to get started. That rejoicing has happened before. When he said, go to Jerusalem, and it's going to break out there. So the folks that were at Jerusalem, when they heard the tongues, they knew that the kingdom of God was falling. And it fell on everybody in the room. And they began to rejoice at the sign. So I thank God
if I keep every word that has been established in the church by God, God can't come and ask me who gave me something that I'm believing different. Because he established that if an angel come from heaven and give you something different than I have, let it be a curse. So I ain't got to ask you, where'd you get it from? Who gave that to you? Because I'm not going to believe it. So when Kenny come and say, oh, there is a God, the Son, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. The Word said so. It sure does. That's me. That's us. There's not two. There's only one. And if the one God said there were going to be no gods formed after him, how was another God formed to sit at his right hand? He said, there weren't going to be no more gods. So how do you form another one that's sitting at the right hand? I'm going to believe what he said. He said, there will be no more gods formed after me. I'm the only one. Now, hear, Israel, the Lord your God. See, our God is one. He's not of Israel, so he got two. But they used to believe in one. And the word that was established told them that they were going to change. The prophecy went out over them. They were not going to do the things as it was done by the Spirit. And it's been fulfilled. The Lord sent me a man that said the exact words that the man of God established, that said the folks down there have changed. And the word told me, do not meddle with them that are given to change. Don't even meddle with them. Don't have nothing to do with them. Why? Because I'm going to be messed up like they are. Eve should have not meddled with the enemy when he said, oh, you won't really die. She should have said, well, I am if I believe you. So when the Lord came, he said, Eve, who gave you that? Who told you you was naked? But the Lord was so nice, he got to his, however he make garments, and he made them some clothes and sent them right out of paradise. Dressed, gone. He found them. They had little leaves. He went and found something else and dressed them and sent them on their way. Get out. I'm trying to stay in. And I don't want nothing to separate me from God. So you think I'm going to let Kenny change me from what has been given to me? That's like Eve letting the serpent change her from what God said. Amen. Son of man.
What is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel saying?
What is that proverb you have?
The days are prolonged.
The days are prolonged.
And every vision faileth.
And everything is failing.
Tell them therefore.
He said, tell them therefore.
Thus saith the Lord God.
God has said something.
I will make this proverb to cease.
I'm going
to
stop that.
And they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them,
you will say now,
the days are at hand.
It's at hand.
And the effect of every vision.
What you've seen.
For there shall be no more any vain vision.
Won't be no more vain visions in the church.
Nor flattering divination.
Oh, not.
In the house of Israel.
We're not going to have that no more.
For I am the Lord.
I'm the Lord.
I will speak.
I will speak.
And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass.
It's going to come. When God said.
It shall come to pass.
So how do we know what God said? The man of God said, the Lord said. That's a man talking. Saying the Lord said, I'm going to say it. And it's going to come to pass. The Lord say one day in July. And I looked at it the other day, July 25th. The Lord said, here's your victory. And here comes July. I believe God. The Lord has done it. said it and performed it. Who am I not to believe? I trust in him that it wasn't for long. It was a short while, because what he did it in my short lifetime. Not a short. I am but a little flower that shall wither away. But baby, when I wither, I'm going to come up strong somewhere else. I tell my enemy, if you throw me on the word of God, I'll resurrect. I'm in this battle fighting to save myself. And if I die in the battle and you bury me and you throw me on the man of God, I'm going to stand up. Put me on Peter, I'll stand up. Put me on Paul, I'm going to stand. Put me on S.C. Johnson, I'm going to stand up. Put me on Shelton, I'm going to. So if you say, you just like, I say, oh, I think that's a pleasurable thing for you to say to me. Just throw me on them, I'll be all right. Because you see, this thing came down from God. And the angels ain't got nothing else to give the church, but what has been given aforetime, they're going to continue to get the same food. And we got the same food right now that was served to our father Abraham. Now see, fools were like these nuts out there now. They say, well, what's taking God so long? It ain't taking him long. He's just finishing his work in them. He's saying, I'm trying to save you. And this is the beauty of a saint that will tell somebody, you know what we did. Now, why won't you repent? And the soul say, I've got myself all right with God. And there's joy in living. There's joy in being around and telling everybody, let's talk about what God has done and the Lord has done. Everybody begin to testify. And these testimonies have started from the beginning of time. All these testimonies of Jesus Christ, all the spirits of prophecy are going to come forth and be revealed.
Amen.
Some are going to wake for everlasting life, and some ain't. But we have this confidence that the Lord didn't sustain us all of these days to now forsake us. He's finishing a work. Yes.
For I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
I will speak.
I will speak.
And the word that I shall speak shall come to pass.
The word that I will speak shall come to pass.
It shall be no more prolonged.
I will not wait.
For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word.
I'll say it.
And perform it.
And then do it.
Saith the Lord God.
Isn't this beautiful? Who said it?
The Lord God.
So he said, I will speak it, and then I will perform it,
said
the Lord God, yes.
Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are afar off, Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God,
thus saith God,
there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done.
Isn't that beautiful?
Saith the Lord God.
Amen.
It is sure. And I am not going to concern myself with nothing else but what he said.
Amen.
And I'm going to hold to it. I'll fight for it. So I'm not worried. I believe it, and I don't even see it. I know it and don't even have it. But what I perceive is a thing that God has already established. And if that word that he has spoken is in me, he's got to perform it. And I believe God. Therefore saith them the Lord, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the words which I have spoken shall
be done.
Be done. Second Peter, third chapter, fourth verse. It's going to be all right. Just also get Romans for me. Put your finger everywhere. I want to take my time with this because I feel wonderful. And I'm so thankful to God. The fourth chapter of Romans first. You saw me around the 13th verse. It would be good.
For the promise.
Oh, that'll work.
That he should be heir of the world.
Here's a promise. Somebody told me something.
Was not to Abraham.
It was not just to Abraham.
Or to his seed through the law.
Yep.
But through the righteousness of faith.
I believe.
Amen. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. And the promise.
If Rafa think this coming by inheritance, he's mistaken.
Faith is made void.
He's going to avoid faith. Mm-hmm. See, he got it by error and he missed me coming because I was of faith. I was by the Spirit. And anybody that's not looking at the Spirit is going to miss the Spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
For if they which are of the law be heirs,
if they be heirs,
faith is made void.
Faith is now void.
And the promise made of none effect.
It'll be of none effect.
Because the law worketh wrath.
The law worketh wrath.
For where no law is, there is no transgression.
Thank God.
Therefore, it is of faith.
It's of faith.
That it might be by grace.
promise, what he said, is going to be to all the seed. Not all of us. Yes?
Not to that only which is of the law.
Not just to them of the law.
But to that also.
But also.
Which is of the faith of Abraham.
That believed like Abraham.
The father of us all.
He's the one that hoped against hope. Taking the thing that God had given him, and God said, give it back to me. He said, I'm willing to do it. Yes.
As it is written.
As it is written.
I have made thee father of many nations.
Yes.
Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Just read that again. Don't that sound good?
As it is written.
As it is what?
Written.
Have this confidence, saints. Have this confidence.
As it is written.
It is written.
I made thee a father of many nations.
God made me a preacher.
That's right. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead.
I believe God.
And calleth those things which be not as though they were.
And though I was dead.
Who against hope.
Who against hope.
Believed in
hope. Believing.
That he might become the father of many nations.
Did he not become our father?
Amen.
He didn't see us yet. Yes.
According to that which was spoken.
According
to that which was spoken.
And this is the thing that gives my heart joy. The man of God said, now a man is going to kneel at you. And when he kneel at you, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up. He said, when he kneel to you, say to him. And the man that was supposed to say these words wasn't given heads up that, you know, here's the plan. He wasn't even told the words. But the Spirit, God, from the beginning established, I got this moment that this young man is going to kneel at you. But I don't want him to know about it. But I'm going to tell this one over here. So when this prophet speaks, you hold it and then let this prophet say it. So he said, you will say to him, rise, for I am nothing but a man. How did this man know these exact words to put on his tongue if God didn't put them there? So he left the young man. And he embraces him for a little while and go home and consider, what did I just do? And then someone remembered the writings of the man of God and pull them out. And we realize now God has done what he said he was going to do. Now, if God can do that, you think I'm going to be afraid? When the Lord came to me, he said, I'm going to send you to a stiff-necked bunch of folk. And don't you be afraid of their faces. So he has made me unafraid. But I know they're a stiff-necked bunch of folk. I got to ask a lot of questions. But my main question is, who gave you that? Who told you that there's a Son of God in heaven now? We haven't gone anywhere. Amen. And when we go, we're not going like this. Amen. We're going to have on what he took up. That's right. So do you understand, in you was the thought and the will of God before time was. Amen. All that speaking is about what has already been. You talk about every horse that has ridden, black, pale, speckled, red, all of the doings of God are just spoke in a mystery. So that the carnal mind can't know, but when he perform it, the rejoicing within the frame realize this is the doing of God. Can you imagine when the saints rise from the ground, if the day, the moment comes, and we see them, and we'll say the saints' graves open, and those graves get up us, start going to Jerusalem. Exactly what God said. So after that speaking, he said, when the dead rise first, then we're going to be
caught up. Glory to God.
So this time when it goes down, he didn't tell us to go to Jerusalem. He said that the meeting place now, so all of the speaking, all of the doing, is to let the church know that heaven is open. Our pathway through here is already set. The portal of God is open. What he has spoken, when he opened his mouth and said, let there be light, my soul rejoice that a little lad can walk by my hearing. Says, I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Talking about children doing things, and he stopped the conversation to say, I am going to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. And when it came time to tarry, he said, oh, I'll do it later. But the Spirit knew what was spoken. And at the calling of the name, his tongue got loose. And his hands began to be lifted up and began to praise and worship God. Began to speak the mystery of the things that God has done, will do, and was doing at that moment. God had fulfilled what he has said already. So when the man of God writes and sends to the church, Nehemiah is my prince regent. Follow him. What must I do? Follow him. Because if I don't, and I follow some omega, the Lord is going to ask me, who told you to follow omega? Why would he have to ask me who told me? He know he told me to follow Nehemiah. So he's not going to come and ask me who told me to do that. I'm doing that. But if I do something different, he can say, who told you to do that? So as the word of the Lord get established in us, we feel now the moving of the Spirit, and when he wants to hide but yet want to accomplish something, he'll speak it in a tongue that is unknown to me. But one thing I do know, that the Lord has control, and he wants to save and counsel with his will. But he's using my spirit that he gave me to worship him. It's just the Lord then counseling with himself. But I thank him that he has me somewhere in the middle of this conversation that I can just step into the wheel and say, Lord, I thank you that in your mercy you found me as a grain of sand and open up this portal for me. Save me from myself. I began to pray and all my prayers just get piled up as a mountain because I'm praying in the nighttime hour. I'm praying at the noon hour, and I'm praying at the dawning of the day. So all of these prayers are now a heap at the foot of God. So he said, I got to answer this. So when he don't know what he wants me to understand, I begin to speak in an unknown tongue. It's unknown to me, but the Spirit knows what he's about to establish for me. I believe the visions of the saints are not prolonged. We had the dreams. We had the visions the night yesterday. And today find us fulfilling and seeing them. We are walking into all is well because the Lord has established. For in my condition, I said, I can walk. I believe it with all of that's within me. I believe it. So my mind is going to keep saying, I can. Yes, I can, because giving up is not an option for me. So I believe. Though they say my kidneys don't work, oh, I am healed by the power of God. Yes, they are. You can't get me to say any different. So it doesn't matter what nobody else says. That young man can't know the difference and feel the difference than know what they're talking about. Playing football. Doing the things that a child does. But if they tell him something different, then he'll believe something different. But when I can tell you of a truth, you're looking at me, you say, well, you're dying. Say, well, hallelujah to God, I'm living. I'm sitting, and he say, can you walk? Say, sure I can. I believe God is able. What am I talking like? I'm talking like Christ. There's nothing wrong. It is well with my soul. We know of a woman had a son fallen ill, didn't die. But somewhere she believed, if God can send by the anointed one, there's something in him because God has touched his tongue. That something must come from a touch like that. If the heavens can touch a man, something can come from his garment. Yeah. That can do me some good. Yes, if I can just, but so I search him out and say, can you come this way? He said, is the child all right? He said, it is well, but I still need you to come. And when he get there expecting it to be well, he find the child laid upon his bed. And he get to work. Something is in the frame that the Lord has touched. They are not like carnal men. They have something divine, something that can quicken it at any moment. Because soon as they see the sign that the dead in Christ rise, us that remain, we're going to catch them. We're not going to delay. We're going to see the sign. And we're going to go. And ever shall we be with the Lord. So what will I exchange for this? Nothing. My mind won't change. My heart won't change. My speech will not change. I will say I got the victory and I'm looking at death. Amen. I say, oh no, there's life here because I'm still living and I believe God. Amen. So, a young child hears, I must be filled, and speak in prophetic words that I shall do this. He accomplishes it because God is with him. And he said, oh, thou man of God, I desire to have the Lord inside. Can you feed me his flesh? Can you give me his blood? Because he said, if I don't have it, I can't see it. He said, I desire to have it as soon as possible. I said, well, you pray and you ask the elders. He said, I'm asking you. I said, ask the elders. And he came back. He said, the elders said, sure. I said, then I will. He said, because I've seen all of this, but I want to know what it is for real. I have seen what others do, but I want to know what God declared. I want to know what it is to have his blood become part of mine. I want to know what it is to have what he is that he quickened out of the ground and it never saw corruption. I want to know what it is to handle it for myself. Oh, thou man of God, will you let me know what that is? So I'm going to prepare, not only for his sake, but it's a year now. And I wanted to him to know from the evening on the first day to the third day, I want to see. Let him see how it comes alive just for him. That the death is represented and the life on the third day leaps up out of the ground and get established in him, and he can tell all of his friends, I know what it is to have all that God is, all that God is now and will be reigning in my members. I can feel it because I have handled the word of God and I now know what it is. All that God has established is being fulfilled right now in us.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Calendar of events. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017. 3700 Carl Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson.